Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Making Spirits Bright. In a town, snow clings to rooftops. Text, Timeless Pictures Production. Cars travel along a snowy downtown street lined with businesses. Text, in association with Michael G. Larkin Productions and Basset Hound Distribution. A crew carries chairs into a home.
Oh, yes, great. Those will go in the dining room. Thank you.
A decorator steps into a living room. She frowns at a chair, then moves it. Text, Taylor Cole, Carlo Marx. In a kitchen, another decorator meets with a client.
At Upstage, we aim to accentuate the selling points of the home to entice the widest array of buyers.
We're the last seat you'll have before selling your home.
This is Grace Ryan, my partner in design and the other half of Upstage.
Nice to meet you. I hope you're okay. We moved the Paola Buffa side table. It was hidden in that guest room, and we really thought it would bring the dining room that wow factor.
The Buffa what?
The walnut side table, handmade by one of the premier European furniture makers of the 20th century.
The client's brows knit.
The brown table with the ridged drawers and the brass handles?
Oh, that. I mostly keep my workout clothes on it anyway.
Oh, you keep your workout clothes on a Paolo Buffa.
Well, the treadmill's in there. Never loved the look of it, to be honest.
Can you excuse us for just a moment? Take a look around and let me know how you like the rest of the house.
The client heads into another room.
Putting the Buffa in the dining room was a bold choice. Now that I see it, it's a little loud, isn't it?
I thought it gave the room a pop of style.
Perhaps it's more like an explosion.
Right.
Want people talking about the room, not the table, right?
Yes. Yeah, I will get the movers to switch out.
And while they're at it, let's ask them to switch the artwork in the den.
Oh, really? I was really digging those old French adverts that fit in there.
You don't think it looks a little too 90s? I almost forgot. The producers called.
Really? What did they say?
They want to sit with us after the holidays, talking through our vision for a home staging show.
That's amazing.
Said we make a dynamic duo. This could be huge for us, for our company. Our own TV show, Grace. Think about it. Listen, I'll finish up here. I'm sure your family's eager to have you at home.
Are you sure?
Definitely. Go. I got this.
Grace's business partner points to the chair.
Actually, before you go, think we can move that back to where it was?
Yes, of course. I'm on it.
Grace forces a smile and heads into the living room. Later, Grace drives her car. In a parking lot, a truck's tires spin in a snowbank.
Looks like someone needs some help.
Grace parks behind the truck, then climbs out. A man gets out of the truck.
Yep, I think you're stuck. Tony Scotto.
Grace Ryan. Wow. It has been...
been a while. Yeah. What happened here?
Oh, this deer darted out and I did what I could to avoid it, but here we are.
Well, they probably thought they saw their cousin back here and got excited.
Decorations.
Good one.
Very good.
Couldn't help myself. Actually, do you have some rubber mats in there?
Yeah. Why?
Hand them over, I'll show you a trick.
Tony takes mats out of his truck.
Aha! Perfect. Ready? Hop in, get ready to give it some gas.
Okay.
Here we go. That should give you some traction. Try it now.
Grace places a mat in front of one of the truck's back tires. Tony drives over the mat and frees his truck from the snow.
That's a pretty great trick.
Thanks for coming to my rescue.
It's a Girl Scout in me. I can't help myself. Now it's all yours. You can unstick yourself anytime.
Any advice if I get a flat?
Yeah, call AAA. I'm sorry I should take this.
No, that's okay. I should get going too. But thanks for your help. And it was nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Happy holidays.
You too. Oh, don't forget your mat.
Oh, right.
Hey, Sarah, what's up? Oh, okay, so you're not feeling the look of the living room anymore. Got it, yeah. Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
A sign reads, Good Tidings Holiday Decorators. Tony arrives at a house.
Wow, come on, still with the icicles?
Hey, it's a Christmas classic.
They take time. You gotta give the people what they want.
You know what the people want? The people want their Christmas decorations by Christmas, not Valentine's Day. That's what the people want.
Your father will be up all night if it's not perfect. And if he's up all night, I'm up all night. Just let him do what he needs to do, for my sake.
Where do you want these, Dad?
Oh, well, the lights on the trees are gonna pull focus, so we need to balance out the lawn. Frame the house. Put them right there.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
You got it.
Tony sets down a reindeer.
Hey, whatever happened to that marketing job you applied for?
Same thing that always happens. It was a pleasure to meet me, but they decided to go with somebody else.
Something will work out.
Tony lifts another plastic reindeer.
Oh,
are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good. So, you know, we should start charging by the day instead of the job. I mean, how many houses have we done this year? 6?
Yep. And we did 8 last year.
We used to do 20 houses a year, at least. His numbers have really taken a nosedive ever since he stopped competing in the Bright Nights contest.
Talk to him. See if he's ready to compete again. The deadline to submit is tonight. All we have to do is drop the application off at Christmas Fest.
Why do I have to do it? Can we do it together?
No, you're the oldest. I gotta pick Dante up at hockey. You got this. I'm heading out.
Oh, I want to go with you. I got a few things to pick up. All right, well, we're far enough along. You two can finish by yourself.
Sure we can.
We'll be back in an hour.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, guess we better get a move on so we can finish before the family gets back.
Tony walks toward a porch to help his dad hang lights. We move behind a pine tree. Later, a family applauds their decorations.
Thank you. Thank you. Means a lot. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas.
The homeowners and their children smile. Then, Tony and his dad gaze up at the house.
Looks amazing, Pop.
I should have brought 2 more reindeer.
Let it go, Dad. Just let it go.
Okay.
Grace browses at Ryan's Country Furniture.
Well, I sanded the whole thing down. Patched up all the dings and nicks and stained it back to its original color.
My wife used to nurse our son in this chair. Now he just had his first, and we wanted to pass it down.
Well, it should hold up for a couple more generations.
Ah, it's beautiful, Bill. Was glad to see your light still on. Heard rumor you might be closing the stores down.
Well, no plans to yet, anyway.
See, you're still in the decorating business. Noticed your yard signs around.
Yeah, that's right. Geared up for the Bright Nights contest again, too. You know, going up against all those professional decorators in town. Keeps you on your toes.
Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. Now, Larry up front will ring you out and help you to the car with it, okay? Here you go.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. Oh, nice to have you home this year. You know, you've been gone so long, your nephew Evan's got his license now.
Okay, first of all, you need to let it go that I went on holiday vacation someplace warm for once. You should try it sometime. And second, I know how to count. Evan is only 9.
10.
Oh, right. November 9th, of course.
Come on. Your mom and Evan are in the back.
Oh, I saw a Paolo Buffa side table today. It was a thing of beauty.
Really? Tell me all about it.
Hey, there's my girl.
And Grace!
Evan, what's new, kid? Grandpa says you're driving now.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
With your sister and her husband working so much overtime right now, Evan has offered to help with Bright Nights this year.
Good man. Speaking of which, there you go. Yeah.
What do we got here?
Photos of the house we decorated this year.
What do you think?
I'm just narrowing down my submission.
Right. Some of these sort of remind me of the designs from a few years ago. Except you subbed the snowflakes for the candy canes. What?
We're getting stale.
No.
Yep, like January gingerbread.
No, I wouldn't say that. It never hurts to push the creative edges, right? Mm.
Well, what we may lack in variety, we make up for in volume. I mean, how many houses do we do this season? 30?
Yeah.
30, right?
Something like that.
Oh.
Oh, here you go. These should be your submissions.
I want to see.
Okay.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Three houses, Chloe.
Yeah?
Evan nods.
Okay. Let's get this application into the committee.
You know, we really need your spark here. It's what all of our designs are missing.
I don't know.
I mean, you could be our saving grace.
Oh, Phil.
Good one. Talk about stale. Come on, get her.
At night, in Tony's truck.
I wanted to talk to you about good tidings.
What about it?
Well, I know how you like to take a lot of time off from contracting during the holidays to focus on decorating, but with the number of clients being what they've been the last couple of years, you're losing a lot more than you need.
Stop here.
What?
What is this?
Lights flash on a house.
Is that the Englert's house?
It is.
Well, they've been a customer of yours for
10 years?
I guess they decided to go a different direction this year.
I guess they did.
A sign reads, Glowscapes.
What the heck is Glowscapes?
I think we're looking at it. Popular by the looks of it. Looks like it's easy to set up, too. I bet you could do a few of those in one day, no problem.
Anybody can string up a bunch of lights and enter a computer code. Where's the soul in that? The heart. Do you see the people's faces when I flip the light switch on? That spark of joy in their eyes? All because of something we've created. I mean, it's
magical.
It is.
I know. And I love how it lights you up. But without the bump from bright nights, good tidings is becoming more of a hobby than a business.
It's not always about the money.
I know, but why don't you show the people of this town what you're capable of? There's a reason you won the first 5 bright nights contests.
I don't think so.
Dad, come on.
I haven't competed in 8 years, and you remember what happened last time.
Yeah, sure, you ran out of time, you got disqualified. But so what? That's not gonna happen this time. I'm gonna be there. Mom's gonna be there. Maria's gonna be there.
Really?
Yes! Maria said she'd help fill out the application. We can get it to the committee before registration closes. You're the best in town, Pop. I mean, it says it right there on your signs.
They grin. Then, Tony's dad turns to him.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Tony starts the truck and drives away from the flashing winter scene. From above, Christmas lights illuminate a downtown street. Shoppers carry bags at the Bright Nights Festival. A woman sits on Santa's lap for a photo. Nearby, Grace walks with her mother.
So we staged the home of this producer, mm-hmm. and they got a kick out of us. Thought that we made a charming team. Their words, not mine. Anyway, they said that we'd make a fun host or a home staging show. I know. Anyway, we're going to talk to them in the new year about it. We'll see what happens.
That is incredible, Grace.
Yeah, it is. It's just...
What?
You know, Sarah and I have been on different pages lately. Just... completely out of sync.
Being friends and business partners takes a delicate touch. Ask your father. He still avoids every street with a house designed by Descados.
Yeah, well, you'd think 20 years would be enough time for bygones to be bygones.
Not a chance.
Did you ask Santa for what you wanted?
A Secrets of the Great Magician's magic set.
Oh, so you're into magic these days. That's pretty cool.
Lean down, Aunt Grace.
Okay.
What do we got here? Okay. Oh, boy. Starting out good.
Evan pulls a coin from Grace's ear.
Whoa! Wow, that is incredible. Nicely done. Okay, now can you do that with a chicken sandwich? Because I am starving.
I can, Aunt Grace.
Okay, let me down, kid. All right, well, I'm going to grab something to eat, but I'll meet you guys at the Bright Nights booth.
Okay. Come on, you. Good work.
How did you get Dad to change his mind about Bright Nights?
What do you think? I appealed to his ego. He saw a bunch of people lining up to see a house decorated by that new company, Glowscapes. I think that really lit a fire under him.
Nona can bring it.
Yes.
Let's hope that attention to detail that makes him such a great contractor doesn't freeze him up this year.
If we get into Bright Night finals, I'm telling you, we can win it.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a merry Christmas it would be.
Tony and Dante approach a bakery booth.
2 pizzas, please.
What he said, thank you.
Tony pauses.
And a half dozen assorted, please.
That's a lot, Uncle Tony. Not good for you.
Well, they're not for me. Thank you.
Tony carries the bag away from the booth.
Excuse me?
Grace looks up.
I know it's usually the Girl Scouts giving the cookies, but I wanted to thank you for the other day.
It wasn't anything, really.
You were your dad, and I was my dad. You would have just kept driving, so it's not nothing.
Well, fortunately, we're not our fathers.
And who is this young man? Is this your son?
No. This is my nephew, Dante.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Oh. All right, quit playing, Dante. He's my sister Maria's kid.
Who's Maria, Dad?
All right, cut it out. He thinks he's funny.
Well, I'm entertained.
You want these?
Yes, Uncle Tony.
Get. I think I see Maria over there.
Dante carries away his treats.
Are you here with your parents?
Yeah, and my nephew.
So where do you call home?
Richmond, actually.
I just came back about a year ago from Boston.
Meanwhile, Grace's parents walk.
Grace will find out about the stores eventually, dear.
I just don't want to worry her unnecessarily. I got us into this mess. I can get us out.
A man approaches the committee member.
Hello.
He hands in an application.
Your Wade? Of Glow Skates by Wade?
Wade Edwards, pleased to meet you.
I'm Wendy Ryerson, head of the committee. Oh. My husband and I can't pass by one of your houses without stopping. It's like 4th of July in December.
I'm so glad it brings you joy.
We'll be reviewing the applications, and the committee will reach out to the 4 prelim qualifiers sometime in a day or so. Be sure to keep your ringer on.
As Wade strolls away, Grace's mom approaches.
Hi!
Hey!
Hi!
Can't wait to see what you Ryans have for us under your Santa caps this year. It's going to be pretty stiff competition with glowscapes in the mix.
Eager to show our work, as always, Wendy.
I don't know if you've heard, but this year, in addition to the municipal contract to decorate every public building in Ashland Falls next holiday season, Cardinal Group Energy is sponsoring a cash prize.
How much?
$50,000.
Whoa.
You're kidding me.
Not a bad stocking stuffer, right? Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to need all the luck you can get, Bill. Because those tired designs you're used to aren't going to cut it this year.
Well, I didn't see many of your lawn signs out there this season, Frank. Seems to me that it's your designs that people are no longer interested in these days.
Okay, Bill, that's enough.
Don't start, Frank.
There's nothing to worry about. Probably won't even finish his design. If he's chosen to compete.
Excuse me, I don't remember you winning anything these last couple of years.
Remind me when the last time you won was. Can you remember?
Gentlemen, please.
Well, I don't need an award to feel good about myself, like some people I know.
Oh, you want to settle this the old-fashioned way?
Sure, I would like that.
Huh? You want to do that? Yeah. No, you heard what he said to me.
Huh? Why don't we just do that?
Tony and Grace rush over.
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, just your father and Bill Ryan going at it again.
If you two don't knock it off, the committee will disqualify both of you from the contest. Now, this is Christmas, gentlemen. This is a season of forgiving.
Bill, come on. Come on.
Grace and her mother lead Bill away.
What if Dante sees you? Do you want him to see his no-no making a fool of himself in front of everyone in the town?
Grace turns back to look at Tony, then follows her parents. Then, Tony sneaks a glance at her. Tony's family browses the festival.
No. Who is that man you're arguing with?
Nobody.
They used to be friends.
Good friends once upon a time.
Started a holiday decorating company in college together.
Yeah, kept it going after they graduated. They called it Making Spirits Bright. It's a nice little business for them during the holidays.
We even used to spend Christmases together.
What happened then?
Well, he kept pestering me to decorate faster so we could get more clients. And all I really cared about was doing the quality of work. He cared about the money. So we got into an argument, and he kicked me out of the company.
Then.
Yes, I broke up the company because Frank told me that I was greedy. That I put quantity over quality. You know, just because I want to make a few extra dollars doing something we both love doesn't make my reasons for doing it any less noble.
They were a great partnership.
We brought out the best of each other. For a time. You know, he would draw up the designs and I'd put a plan together and execute them. But when he insulted me, that was it. That was the end of our business and the end of our friendship.
And that's when Grandpa opened up the furniture store and turned Making Spirits Bright into Deck the Halls.
Can't you just apologize and make up? You two were so close.
Apologize to him after what he said? He should be apologizing to me.
It's a shame what happened between you two is all I'm saying.
No, the only shame here is that Frank will never admit he was wrong. Now, come on.
Grace and her mom share weary glances. In the morning, at the Scotto house.
Dad, I am gonna take Dante to school.
Give him a kiss for me.
I will.
Maria heads out.
Have a good day.
You too.
Tony pours coffee.
Hey, Dad. I'm not going to be able to help out with good tidings tonight because I got a shift at the bar.
Well, that's all right. We don't have any customers anyway. Listen, I know it's not your dream job, but if you ever want to learn the contracting business from your old man, my door is always open.
I will think about it. Thanks, Pop.
Tony pats Frank's shoulder, then leaves the kitchen. In the living room, Tony's mom holds a Santa decoration.
Remember making this?
No way.
You made it at the Ryan's house. Such good memories of those times. You saw Arlene Ryan's grandson, right?
Yeah.
He's the same age as Dante.
Really?
It's a shame they don't know each other.
She picks up a birdhouse.
Remember who made this one?
Maria.
Grace. That'll be nice to have one from the others on our trees. They have an ornament that Maria made. Found it in this box. It's been mislabeled. I think I will sneak this around the back of the tree so your father doesn't make a stink.
Good idea.
Que bella, huh?
Yes, nice.
I meant Grace.
Mom.
Oh, she's turned into a beautiful woman.
Ma.
Okay. I'll stop.
All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later. I love you, okay? Ciao, Mom.
Ciao.
A sign reads, Deck the Halls. In a yard, the Ryan family decorates.
Your father works fast.
No, he's a machine. Okay, red or green?
They're both nice.
Yeah, but what color would be good in the windows?
Either. They're just wreaths, honey. There's no wrong choice.
Been having trouble parsing good taste from bad these days.
Grace compares wreaths.
You guys gabbing or working?
Remind me how much you're paying us again?
You want to be paid? The nerve! My love and affection should be more than enough.
Grace grins. In the evening, cars travel down a street lined with string lights. In a bar, Tony arranges lime wedges on the rim of a glass.
Good crowd tonight.
Yeah, nothing gets people out to the bar like extended time with their families. No.
Yeah, might even be some single women out here tonight.
Looking to meet a nice guy. Keep your eyes peeled.
Sure.
Hey, what about Lisa? I heard her say you weren't unattractive.
Nothing says interested like a double negative.
Grace approaches the bar with a smile.
Is she taken?
Well, it's not taken.
So someone is sitting here?
No, it's all yours, Grace.
Oh, you two know each other.
Yeah, childhood friends on what now decades-old family feud?
Well, in that case, drinks on the house. Keep the peace between you two.
Manhattan up, thanks.
So what brings you in tonight?
Oh, I had to get out of the house. My dad's pacing a hole in the floor waiting to hear about Bright Nights.
Yeah. Mine's probably wearing out the carpet right now as we speak.
Grace takes her drink.
Thank you. Oh.
She takes a sip.
Mm. Well, it's not delicious.
See, that's how you do it.
Whatever. You take your 10. I'll let you two catch up. And you, let me know if you need anything else.
Tony sits down with Grace.
Been working here long?
No, he just throws me shifts every once in a while when it's really busy. Truth be told, anything more than a vodka soda, and I am way out of my depth.
Well, I'm glad he's making my drink then.
Yeah.
Seems like a good friend.
Yes. Yeah, he's a good guy. We played hockey together at Bishop O'Connell.
And you got a hockey scholarship to that fancy school in Arlington, right?
Yeah, probably why we never ran into each other.
Are you keeping tabs on me?
One hears things.
Okay.
Well, you heard right. After Arlington, I played hockey at Boston University. But I blew out my knee sophomore year, and that was kind of the end of my hockey career.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, it was, but it was also kind of a blessing in disguise because it made me focus on school for, like, the first time. Got my MBA.
And what brought you back home?
I was working for this marketing company. I took a big swing on this campaign, missed completely, landed flat on my face. I got canned, and I moved back here last year with my tail between my legs.
Well, there's something to be said about going with your instincts, you know, just putting it all out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't. So what about you? What have you been up to?
My college roommate and I started a home staging business. At Upstaged, we're the last stage you'll need before selling your home.
Catchy.
Did you like that? Yeah. It's actually Sarah, my business partner, came up with it. She's the show woman. Charm for days.
And what's your role? Are you the creative genius behind the curtain?
Oh, boy. Truth be told, feeling about as confident these days as you making a slow gin fizz.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No, isn't that you make it really slowly?
Hey, you two. The table just opened up in the back. It's a little quieter.
Don't you need me to work, though?
Well, I haven't had to make any drinks tonight, so the two of you chatting is actually saving me money.
Wow.
Thanks.
Tony and Grace smile. Later, a server collects their empty glasses at a table.
You like that? That's my mom. We officially made it into Bright Nights.
Congratulations.
Tony checks his phone.
So did we.
Well, guess this feud isn't going away anytime soon, is it?
I guess not.
Game on.
They grin. A crowd gathers around the Bright Nights committee.
Congratulations to each of our four teams. Deck the hall. Good tidings. Glowscapes. And our last year's winner, Mistletoe Design. Each of you will be randomly assigned one of these lovely homes around us. And you'll have 3 days to transform your deck house as thoroughly as your imagination allows. And any house that is not completed by 6 p.m. on the 21st will be disqualified from the competition. Though I've been assured that won't be an issue this year. Our three-person committee will judge each deck house on creativity, technical achievement, and most importantly, the ooh and the ah factor. We will then select two finalists to go head-to-head for the grand prize, a contract from the town of Ashland Falls worth $25,000 to decorate every municipal building next holiday season. And this year, Cardinal Group Energy is sponsoring an additional $50,000 prize to the winner!
As Tony playfully raises his brows, Grace smiles. Wade approaches the Ryan family.
Hi. Just wanted to come introduce myself. Wade Edwards.
Go, Ryan.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. This is my daughter, Grace.
Oh, hi.
And my wife, Arlene.
Oh, hi.
So, I've seen your work. It's colorful. Different.
Yeah, I think that's why people are responding the way they are. Hired two new crews to keep up with demand. Yeah. I'm sure you knew what that was like back when you were at the top of your game.
Well, I like to think I'm still at the top of my game, Wade.
Yeah. Been 5 years since you last won?
Six, but who's counting?
Well, every year's a chance to turn it all around, right? Anyway, good luck.
To you, too.
As Wade leaves, Bill's eyes roll. Wendy approaches.
Your deck house will be that one right over there.
Oh, great.
We can work with that.
All right.
Yeah, good.
And yours will be next to Deck the Halls, okay?
Frank looks up.
Okay.
Bill turns to Arlene.
Right, so we'll take a bunch of photographs, mm-hmm. and then I'll go back to the shop and start plotting the design.
Right.
A lot riding on things this year, so we can't waste a single moment.
Yeah. What was that, Dad?
Oh, I was just telling your mother that second place won't cut it this year.
Ah, right. Because second place is just the first loser.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Anyway, come on.
You always give the best pep talks, Dad.
Come on.
Yep.
At the festival, people browse booths and buy treats. Children make cards at an arts and crafts table. Tony holds a notebook.
What about this color scheme? You think that would work again?
Frank sighs lock on his sketch.
Geez, Dad's really in the zone, huh?
He wants to make a strong showing after being out of the competition for so long.
Frank glances at his family.
You want some hot chocolate?
Yes, sure. Fuel for the fire.
Yes, please.
As Tony heads toward a hot chocolate booth, Grace spots him from a distance. She turns to her mom and nephew.
Do you want something?
Oh, yes. I'll take a hot chocolate, please. It's been an hour since I had some. My body's going through withdrawal.
Thank you.
Oh, and here, let me get that. Are you? Thank you. And two more, please. Keep the change.
You don't.
After the pozzelles and the free drinks last night, it's the least I can do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad we ran into each other. I wanted to tell you what a nice time I had last night.
Me too. I can't remember the last time I stayed out until the last call.
Well, I definitely prefer doing it on that side of the bar. That's for sure.
Are you sure Pat wasn't upset?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. I think he's just happy to see me having a good time.
Is that so rare?
Not as frequent as I'd like it to be. But bumping into you around town definitely helps. Are you just out enjoying the calm before the bright night storm?
Yeah. My mom and I are taking out my nephew just before we start helping Dad. And your dad, is he working on his sketches for the contest?
Oh, yeah, he's deep in it. You know, your father better watch out. Substituting candy canes for snowflakes ain't gonna cut it this year.
Yeah, well, I think he's got a few tricks in his bag.
Sure, but I mean, you have to admit, his designs are kind of looking the same the last couple years, so.
Well, maybe your dad should spend less time dreaming up his designs and more time executing them.
Yep, maybe. Well, thank you for the hot chocolate. I guess this makes us square now.
Yeah, guess it does.
Grace's face hardens.
See you later.
Tony walks away, then joins his parents.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Tony studies Frank's sketch.
Hey, don't you think that's a little ambitious? Like, maybe we should save that for the finals? Go with something a little simpler for the prelims?
Well, we have to make it to the finals.
At Ryan's Country Furniture, decoration sketches fill a notebook.
Something missing, isn't there?
The only thing that's not in there is a complete recreation of Santa's workshop. Keep in mind, we don't want the deck house to collapse.
Yep, it's got to sing, Grace. I mean, the committee has to have its collective breath taken away.
Yes, I know, and you will get there. I just think that you're possibly overstuffing the designs in hopes that bigger equals better.
Yeah, but you've always been able to spin my ideas into gold, so come on, spin away.
I think once you start editing, you'll find the story you want to tell.
Yeah, right.
Bill?
Hmm?
It's Alonzo. Thought it was important.
Bill takes a phone.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Yep.
Bill heads out.
Is it me, or does he seem more stressed this year?
Oh, I think Frank Scotto being in the contest again is making him anxious.
Right.
You did not hear that from me.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, it's Sarah. I should take this. Sorry.
Grace raises her phone to her ear.
Hey.
How goes it, lady?
Fine. Try to contain your excitement. Yeah, I'm helping Dad with the competition again.
Pulled you in again, huh?
Neck deep.
The reason I called was the producers invited us to their annual holiday party at the Whisper in Carytown.
Sorry, what day?
21st.
Yeah, sure, I'll be there. Do you think that they'll want us to talk about our ideas for the show?
Should we prepare something?
It's a party.
Can't imagine they'd want to discuss business.
Right.
See you there, all right?
See you there.
Grace hangs up.
Everything okay, Dad?
Yeah, it's all good. Let's get back to it, okay?
Yeah.
In the Scotto family kitchen.
Hey, Ma, when's that lasagna gonna be ready?
Don't rush the artista.
Tony grins, then joins Dante and Maria in the living room.
How do they get the puck into the air like that?
They practice. And then they practice some more. But there are some tricks you can learn. Juggling's a good place to start.
Juggling? No way, Uncle T.
It's good for the hand-eye coordination.
Your uncle used to practice every night. He always pushed himself to try to be the best. Even when things seemed impossible, he always pushed through. There was no quitting him.
Maria catches Tony's eye pointedly.
I should get going. Pat needs you down at the bar tonight. Juggle.
Tony ruffles his nephew's hair.
I think I'm gonna learn how to juggle.
Me too.
At the bar, Tony glumly pours a beer into a glass. Then, he carries the glass toward a customer. At the Ryan family house, Grace pours tea in the kitchen.
Hey.
Hey.
Where's your mother?
She took Evan sledding. She'll meet us at the deck house.
Oh, okay.
Glowscapes. The holiday displays that have been the talk of Ashland Falls this season are the work of Wade Edwards. Tell us more, Wade.
Families have been stringing up lights, putting a snowman on a lawn, and lining their walkways with candy canes since, well, forever. With glowscapes, I wanted to show there was another way, a better way, to decorate your home for the holidays.
An Alexandria native, Wade first saw the LED technology he adopted online and knew it was the future.
How does this win publicity like this?
Maybe Glowscapes is just that popular. I mean, people are lining up just to catch a glimpse.
Wade Edwards and Glowscapes aim to do to the holiday decorating space what streaming did for the video store. With the crowds flocking to get a gander at his creations, the future of Glowscapes looks bright indeed.
All right, well, let's get to work. We got a lot to do.
Grace pats Bill's back.
I still don't get how he gets publicity like that.
The teams gather at their deck houses.
Remember, you have 3 days to complete your deck house. And to give everyone equal time, each team begins work at 9 a.m. But it's staple guns down at exactly 6 p.m. You may test your design once it gets dark, but no work can be completed after 6. And you may start your sleighs now!
Okay. I think I've come up with a simpler design, something a little bit more practical.
I need 2 cross beams. I want 1 light going this way, 1 light going this way, and this doing a dance. There's doing a dance. Get the landscape out of the way. This bush has to go, that bush has to go, these bushes have to go.
Don't forget to have fun.
Yeah, no problem.
Grace turns to Arlene.
By the way, who's Alonzo?
What?
Whoever Dad was talking to on the call yesterday, it seemed serious. His whole demeanor changed.
He's the manager at our store in Midlothian.
Everything okay?
Yeah, things are a little slower than usual.
I overheard a customer tell Dad that he thought the store was closing. Mom, if there's something up, I want to try and help.
The expansion last year hasn't gone as well as we would have hoped.
Well, how not well are we talking?
Your father's sales projections were a little off. With the lease on the new building and inventory cost doubling, the stores are operating at a loss right now. You know, your father, he's always pushing for bigger, better. And this time he may have gone too big.
Why didn't you tell me any of this?
He thought we could work it out. And you would have dropped everything to help.
Yeah, but that decision should have been up to me to make.
Well, now you know. So if he seems more amped about the competition this year, it's because that extra $50,000 would go a long way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the Scotto family's deck house.
Maria, why don't you start with putting the lights on the Christmas trees? Anthony and I, we will start on the roof.
Okay.
Frank steps away from his children.
Tony, stop eyeballing the competition, no matter how attractive she is.
Whatever.
Come on.
At night, Christmas lights glow on deck houses as teams finish their first day of work. The Bright Nights committee walks from house to house and observes the teams. Wendy checks to make sure the teams stop, then smiles. In the Scotto family living room, Frank sips from a mug as he browses a bin of decorations. Tony picks up a coat from a chair.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm looking at these box of ornaments that I found behind the couch.
The ones the Ryans made that Mom tried to hide?
She thinks she's sly, but I'm on to her.
You know, it's okay to admit that you missed those times with them.
That well of nostalgia dried up a long time ago.
Frank sets down his mug.
Bill Ryan made sure of that.
Okay. Have you seen Mom?
She went to meet a friend for dessert.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go see Pat down at the pub. See you later.
As Tony heads out, Frank smiles up at him. At the festival, Christmas lights reflect in a puddle of melted snow. Tony spots Grace in the crowd.
Hey.
Hey. Your deck house is really coming along.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yours too. Hey, look, about what I said at the market. You know, I think a couple decades of listening to my dad complain about your father's work, it kind of creeped in, so I'm sorry. I think your dad's really upped his game lately, actually.
Thanks. And I'm sorry, too.
A child snowball hits Grace. Tony and Grace join in the snowball fight.
Watch out, watch out!
A snowball pelts Tony.
Are you okay?
I don't think anything's broken.
Oh, you got a little...
Grace and Tony look into each other's eyes. As she brushes snow from his hair, their gaze lingers. Then, Tony peers through a cafe window.
Check it out.
The grandkids together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're so good for them.
No. At a table in the cafe, their moms share a snack.
So you two have been meeting since we were kids?
Mm-hmm. Just because your fathers have held this ridiculous grudge never meant we had to stop being friends.
We still take a girls' trip to Virginia Beach every summer.
Mm-hmm. And Dad and Frank have no idea.
They're just too stubborn to acknowledge it. They're both right about each other in a lot of ways.
I think deep down they know we're still close.
Yeah, I saw Dad looking at those ornaments you tried to hide behind the tree. He didn't seem to mind.
Oh, it's just pig-headedness.
It's like Bill in the store. He put money before good sense. Yeah. We never should have opened the other location. Carla knows.
Oh, well, I guess everyone's up to speed on all the family secrets.
You know, with one exception. What are you two doing out together? Are you on a date?
What? No.
No, we just bumped into each other and then we saw not a date.
Yeah, no. But we should get out of here.
Yes. Let's leave you to it.
And don't worry, your secret's safe with us.
Carla and Arlene smile knowingly as Tony and Grace leave.
They came in together and now they're leaving together.
Seems like a date to me.
Oh, yes, it does.
Outside.
I can't believe it. They kept their friendship a secret for all these years without anybody knowing it?
Yeah.
I didn't think my mother had it in her.
Yeah.
Grace stares into the distance.
Well, you're thinking about your dad in the stores, aren't you? You know, maybe I can help. Put that MBA to use. Sometimes it's good to have an outside pair of eyes to take a look.
That is a very, very nice offer, but my dad's head would explode if he knew Escada was looking at the company books. Mm.
Well, maybe you don't tell him. If our mothers can pull off a little subterfuge, why can't you and I?
You meet me at the store in the morning?
It's a date. And it's an appointment. An appointment.
An appointment.
Yeah.
They grin. In the morning, Tony meets Grace at Ryan's Country Furniture. Various files and documents lay on a table.
Is this all of it?
What, you want there to be more? I'll give it to my father. He is well organized.
Well, let's get through as much of it as we can before we have to get back to the contest.
Grace smiles as she watches Tony study the documents. He peers up at her with a grin.
Come on, grab a spreadsheet. Dig in.
Right.
Grace smiles to herself as she grabs a folder, then takes a seat next to Tony. Later, Frank stares up at the deckhouse as Tony untangles lights.
So,
I think I figured out how to make those icicles look like they're melting.
But what?
Means we're gonna have to take them down and redo them.
No, Bob, we don't have time for that.
No, we can do it. It'll only take a couple of hours. This needs to be perfect. Needs to be my best work. It's what the people expect. It's what I expect of myself. Nothing less.
Frank pats Tony's back, then heads toward the house. Tony's eyes drift toward Grace. In front of the Ryan family's deckhouse, she stands with Bill.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Dad. Still got one more day to make it sing. Plus, we only have to be good enough to get in the finals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill waves curtly at Frank from across the yard. Frank watches the Glowscapes team set up a light display.
Well, that doesn't look like much.
Oh.
No, that's because they haven't turned it on yet.
And that's it for today, everyone. We'll be picking the two finalists tomorrow evening, so make your last day count. See y'all in the morning.
Wade lights his display.
Woo! Ha-ha! Yeah!
Lights flash.
Ha! Woo! What did I tell you about the cross beams? You didn't want to have them, but I was right again. Wade wins again.
Still think it doesn't look like much?
Frank's brow furrows as he stares up at the brightly lit Glowscapes display. In the morning, Tony jots notes in the Scotto family dining room. A laptop sits on a table.
You're up early?
Yeah. A friend just asked me to go through their company's financials, see if I could diagnose any problems. Coming up with a few ideas. It's been kind of fun, actually. You know, I feel like I can genuinely help. Feels good.
Anthony, that's great.
Yeah.
It's good to see that glimmer in your eye again.
Thank you.
This last year, I've seen how hard you've been on yourself. I'm starting to worry that maybe you were taking after your old man.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Never mind.
No, hey, Bob, come on. You can't just come and take a seat. Talk to me. What do you mean?
Frank sits down with Tony.
Those first Bright Nights contests, every time I won, first thought I had was, how am I going to top myself again? I got so in my head about it. That's why I couldn't finish that year. I stopped competing completely because I was embarrassed. Mm. I thought this year was going to be different. But we are one day away, and I can't make heads or tails of what I want to do or what I'm trying to do. I'm worried we're not going to finish again.
Bob. Come on. We're going to finish, okay? I promise, whatever it takes, we're going to finish.
Frank and Tony smile.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Bill sketches a design in the Ryan family kitchen. Sarah texts Grace, "See you tonight, lady." Grace carries her phone into the kitchen.
Morning, Dad.
Oh, hey, kiddo.
Her shoulders tense.
Everything all right?
Yeah, Sarah and I are supposed to go to this party. It's something that should be good for us, for our business, but...
You'd rather not.
The last few weeks, we haven't felt like partners. It's been the Sarah show. And I can't tell if it's because she's... right, and my design sense is way off, or she just decided that her opinion matters more than mine.
Well, now I understand why you're so hesitant to give up your creative input.
I know how much this contest means to you. I don't want to lead you astray.
That's the last thing I'd ever worry about, Grace.
I guess I'm just nervous to talk with Sarah about all this because... now there's a chance that this could be the end of everything we built together, or even worse, our friendship.
All right. It's your voice. Your creativity. That's what makes you so special. You mean, can't let anyone tamp it down or drown it out. A real partner will value all of your opinions. Even if sometimes it may be wrong. You know? Speaking of which, if you have any miracle fixes for this deck house, now's the time.
It looks good, Dad.
Good's not going to cut it where Wade is concerned.
Don't lose hope.
I'm not. I'm just looking at the reality of the things. Anyway, I should get ready. It's gonna be a long day. Chin up.
Bill kisses Grace's forehead, then leaves the kitchen. Grace stares into the distance as she considers her dad's advice. A smile tugs at her lips as she reaches for a marker. At the deck houses, teams gather for their last day of decorating work with their supplies and equipment. The Glowscapes team arrives with a van.
All right, load it out. Easy does it.
As the Glowscapes team unloads equipment, Tony catches Grace's eye. She gives him a quick nod, then steps aside with him.
Everyone's acting like we already lost.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Tony sets down a plastic bin.
Step into my office.
Grace smiles, then takes a seat on the bin with Tony.
Look, based on where both of our houses are at, neither one of them is going to take us into the finals.
Yeah, but we just need one of us to get to the finals, and then we've got a shot.
True.
I have an idea how we can do this, but...
What?
She grimaces, then flips open a sketchbook. Lights and decorations brighten the house.
That's beautiful. You drew that? But that's way more than a day's work.
Yeah, for three people it is, but with seven we could pull it off.
Where are you going to get these extra four people?
Grace grins and arches her brows. Tony follows her gaze toward his family.
No. My family?
Wait, you just said that neither one of our houses are good enough to make it to the finals. But if our families work together, maybe we could bring out the best in each other.
Or if the last 20 years have been any indication, maybe we'll bring out the worst.
Later.
Did you bump your head on the ice or something? I would rather hang up the lights for good than work with Bill Ryan again.
You know what? If partnering up with him is a more painful thought than letting Wade and his carnival light show walk away with the title, then fine. Don't. But if decorating means as much as I know it does to you, then temporarily putting aside your pride, it's a small price to pay. Look, I said we'd do whatever it takes to finish. Whatever it takes. This is what it takes.
Well, what does Bill say?
Bill? He's,
open to it.
Really?
Well, he didn't say no.
The Ryan and Scotto families gather.
The kids are right. There's no way our two houses are gonna make it to the finals.
Okay. So we work together. Temporarily. Just so we have a better chance.
All right. But if that happens and we win, we split the contract and the money 50-50, okay?
Bill and Frank remove their gloves and shake hands. Grace and Tony grin.
Let's go to work.
Let's.
Then.
You and the Scottos want to partner up? Really?
Yeah, exactly. We want to join forces and work on just this house together.
Well, there's nothing in the competition agreement saying that you can't decorate one house together, but I do want to run by the other teams.
Oh, we asked. Mistletoe Design's already signed off on it.
What about Wade?
They have my full support. Can't wait to see what rabbit hole their collective imaginations take them down.
Since their team now consists of seven people, I think it only fair that Mistletoe Designs and Glowscapes add to theirs.
Feel good about our current number. More people would feel unnecessary.
I'll let Mistletoe Designs know where things stand. You have less than half a day. If your house isn't finished by 6 p.m. tonight, you're both disqualified.
Yeah, understood.
Grace and Tony meet with their families.
So?
We got the sign off.
Okay, let's see those designs.
She's really good, Frank. My designs have been uninspired for a long time, but, she's got a good eye.
These are really great. Okay, well, where do you want us?
Want two people on the roof, two on the ground. Knock this out real quick, yeah?
Okay, I'll take the roof.
Come on.
The Ryan and Scotto families get to work. They smile as they help each other set up reindeer and oversized Christmas ornaments on the front lawn. Later, Grace and Tony smile as they carry bins of decorations.
I think we're pulling it off.
Had no worries whatsoever. Okay, fine. It was a Christmas miracle.
Hopefully it's enough to get us in the finals.
In the evening, the committee stands at a podium in front of the decorated houses.
Let's give another big round of applause to our four teams. They all did such incredible work, didn't they? Woo! But we all know that only two teams will be moving on to compete in the finals. Our first Bright Nights finalist is Glowskates!
Yeah. Come on! Yeah! Crossbeams! Crossbeams!
And competing against Glowskates in our 15th annual Bright Nights finals is the combined team of Good Tidings and Deck the Hall!
The Ryan and Scotto families grin.
Hope to see you all back for the finals in 2 nights' time! Good night, everyone!
Right. Congratulations.
One more time. We got
this. Another step closer to $50,000.
See? He's always talking about the money.
Hey, come on, Dad.
At least I'm not so self-centered that I have to be perfect at everything I do.
Dad.
No. Rather confront the fact that you can't stay out of your own way. He blew up our partnership, our friendship.
The work has always come first for me, Bill. It always has, and it always will. You never understood that.
What I understood all too well back then was that your perfectionism was never about the jobs. It was all about satisfying your own ego. Decorating was never about other people. It was always about you, making yourself happy.
Okay, come on, let's cool it.
Yeah, it's been a long day. Let's just all go home before you say something you can't take back, okay?
It's a little late for that.
As Frank strides away, Maria follows.
Dad, come on.
Bill shakes his head, then walks away from Grace and Tony.
At least they didn't wrestle.
Well, tomorrow's another day.
Do we need to re-explain the concept of naughty or nice to them?
Couldn't hurt.
So do you have any plans for this evening?
Yeah, I'm headed to Richmond. My business partner and I got invited to this holiday party these producers are throwing.
And what do these producers produce?
Reality TV. They approached us about doing a home staging show. Sarah and I would be the hosts. So.
How am I just hearing about this? That's amazing.
Well, hopefully we can keep them on their best behavior tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck.
Night?
Night, yeah.
They smile. Then, Grace's smile fades as she reaches into her pockets.
What's wrong?
My mom has my car keys.
Really?
Yeah, she borrowed them to get an extra pair of gloves, and I forgot to get the keys back.
Jeez, it's too bad.
Yeah.
She grimaces, brows knit.
Well, have a great night.
Oh, Tony!
What?
He grins.
I'm just kidding. No, I'll give you a ride. But this really does make us square.
Totally.
Grace smiles. Later, Tony stands near a fireplace in her living room as she gets ready.
It's a good thing you had that extra key.
Girl Scout always has a backup plan.
You sure you want me to come to this party? I'm not exactly dressed for it.
You drove all this way. Let me at least buy you a free drink and fill you up on canapes for the trouble.
You've got a nice place. It's almost like you stage homes for a living.
Like it?
Yeah, it's...
Tony stares at Grace as she wears a green party dress.
It's beautiful.
I didn't bring any party clothes to my parents' house, so thanks for the pit stop.
She puts on a coat.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Later, they walk along a sidewalk together.
I just love Richmond during the Christmas time.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Actually, the bar's not too far from here. Do you want to just walk?
I'd love to.
Tony slips.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Wow, for a hockey player, you're so graceful on the ice.
Grace grips his arm. Then, they arrive at the party.
There she is.
Sarah waves at Grace.
Don't worry about me. You do your thing and I'll go mingle. Okay.
Grace joins Sarah.
Hey, Henry. How are you guys?
Our lustrous producer was just asking us what the show might be like.
Well, we haven't had time to discuss a direction yet, but we're... Really...
But the show should follow us meeting our clients and seeing their houses for the first time. Mm-hmm. How we come up with the design and the layouts. And you can give them all those little details about the furniture you love to talk about. And we can end each episode with the houses being sold. For over asking, of course. Yeah, exactly. See? The whole idea sells itself.
It's got a perfectly built-in structure. It's really smart. Can you excuse me for a minute? Don't go. I'll be right back.
Grace smiles at Henry as he steps away.
Did you hear that? He loved our idea. The dynamic duo strikes again.
Yeah, about that, I feel like we haven't been much of a duo lately. Feels more like I'm your plus one.
What? How do you mean?
You've just been really dismissive of my ideas the past few months. Like, my opinion doesn't seem to matter to you anymore.
Grace, your opinion matters to me when you stand behind it.
What?
If you really believed in an idea, then you need to push back. But when you don't say anything, I have to assume we're in agreement. I can't read your mind.
Yeah, but you just dismissed what I had to say in front of Henry a second ago. I'm not even sure you know you're doing it.
Maybe this isn't the best place for us to be having this conversation.
Yeah, you're right. I should go.
Grace leaves the table, then grabs her coat. Meanwhile, Tony picks up a drink at the bar. Grace puts on her coat as she approaches him.
Can we go?
Yeah, of course.
Tony puts down a drink, then follows Grace out of the party.
Well, I think it's good that you said something. Got it off your mind before your business relationship poisoned your friendship.
On a sidewalk, carolers gather. Tony tosses a tip into a jar.
I don't know how they do that. You could not pay me enough money to sing in front of people.
Well, you played hockey in front of thousands of people, but you think singing is scary.
You obviously have not heard me sing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But come on, it can't be that bad. When was the last time you tried?
Well, it wasn't the last time, but this one Christmas, my parents took Marie and I to Tuscany. Actually, it was right after the falling out with your dad. And my cousins, they have this tradition where they go through the neighborhood door to door, just belting out Italian Christmas carols, right? And then the neighbors come out and they give you candy and sweets for your trouble.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. But I think there's something about singing in a foreign language just makes you feel less self-conscious, because we barely knew any Italian and my cousins didn't know any English, but somehow it brought us closer together. I think mutual embarrassment kind of tears down walls, if that makes sense.
Right, yes. You know what? I have an idea. Come on.
Okay.
Tony follows Grace down the sidewalk. Meanwhile, Frank decorates a Christmas tree in the Scotto family living room. His eyes lock on the birdhouse ornament Grace made as a child. Then, he reaches out to touch it. A feathered bird sits on the birdhouse roof. Frank stares at the ornament. He releases it from his grasp. Then, Carla steps into the room.
What is that?
Frank follows Carla toward the door.
Santo Fanciullo, so tender and mild. Domi sereno in peace. Domi sereno in peace.
Tone, what are you doing?
I'm embarrassing myself, Pop.
Let's come inside. We have plenty of vino brulee. Mom made Stracciatella. Let's get out of the cold.
No. Actually, we were hoping that you would join us for another stop.
Then, the group stands on the Ryan family doorstep.
Notte tacita, notte santa, tutto è quieto e luminoso. Round yon virgin mother and child.
Arlene opens the door.
Santo Fanciullo, so tender. dorme sereno in peace. Dorme sereno in peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Come in, come in.
On the porch, Frank hesitates. Bill leans on the doorframe.
Frank?
Frank crosses the porch and approaches Bill.
You were right, Frank. I put profit ahead of all the work that we did together. Instead of asking how you felt, I pushed you into a place that made you feel uncomfortable.
Well, despite all that, I know that you just wanted to get the most out of working together. And my stubbornness and my ego kept me from seeing that.
Yeah. Remember joking about our kids being together someday?
Well, if we weren't so wrapped up in holding grudges, maybe it would have happened sooner.
Bill nods, then peers at Frank.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Me too, Frank. Me too.
Bill clasps Frank's hand as he steps into the foyer. Then, Bill closes the door.
You each have 2 days to complete your deck houses. Same rules apply as before. All we're asking for is your most ambitious displays of your lives. You may start your sleighs now!
The team spring into action.
Okay.
Okay, so, what's the plan?
Well, actually, your story about Italy got me thinking about other Italian Christmas traditions, so I did some research, and I found something I think to be pretty interesting and completely unexpected.
A ceppo. My grandparents always had a tree of light at Christmas.
And it can also mean Yule log, right?
Yes. The tradition is that you cut a trunk of the tree and you burn the log in the fireplace on Christmas night. And then the kids of the family, they hit the burning embers till the sparks fly up into the air, symbolizing the hopes of the family for the coming year.
Can we do it in 2 days?
Well, give it a detailed design. No one's second-guessing each other. Complete focus and every available family member lending a hand. Maybe.
Okay.
Where do you want me to start?
Grace unravels lights.
The lights Tony and Grace are laying in are going to lead to the second tier of the ceppo.
It's going to look great.
I think so.
Yep.
Later.
Hey, Grace.
Hey.
Hi. I just want to thank you.
For what?
For helping me to realize why I got into the decorating business in the first place. Doing this with the people you love. Trying to bring a little joy into the world. That should have always been more than enough, you know?
At night.
3, 2, 1! Everybody stop! Tomorrow's the big day. You'll have a few extra hours to get every light, bow, and bow in its place.
Let's see how this looks, shall we?
As Glowscape's display lights up, everyone stares. Wade bobs his head to the music as thousands of bright LED lights flash on the deck house. The Ryan and Scotto families gaze up at the display with concern. Then, Wade turns it off.
Boom! Yeah. Whoa. That was
stunning.
Yeah, if their goal is to give people headache and blurred vision, then mission accomplished. Otherwise, I'm not impressed.
Grace's brows raise.
All right, come on.
Tony and Grace share a smile.
I think we're coming along.
Yeah, we might even finish.
We better. I haven't been this exhausted since 2 days in college.
Oh, look, if you want to rest up for tomorrow, I totally get it.
No, it's better to go over things with your dad sooner rather than later. I'll see you at the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Ryan house.
I don't know what Grace told you exactly, but any financial issues we have with the store, I can handle.
I'm not so sure that's true. After looking into your records, it seems like you guys are a little bit behind.
Whoa. You let him look at my records?
Dad, just
Listen.
Look, the quickest way to ease your monthly cash losses would be to purchase the building that houses your Midlothian store.
That's your big idea. You want me to spend more money?
Actually, yes. I looked into it, and the leaseholding companies already unloaded a few of their buildings this year below cost. They might welcome the opportunity to get another one off the books.
You'd use your inventory, which you already own, obviously, as collateral for the loan.
Mr. Ryan, you do this, you're going to save about $2,000 a month.
Which brings us closer to even.
Exactly. And you're putting your money into equity, which gives you some flexibility if business doesn't pick up right away.
Now, your marketing, which at the moment is inventory-focused, it should really be about letting customers know what separates you from the pack, your expertise in refurbishing.
Yeah, the part of the business that you love, Dad.
Your competition in the area either doesn't offer that service or they don't have anywhere near the amount of years of expertise that you do. It's low overhead, it's high return. You're a craftsman, and your customers need to know that.
That's why people came to your business in the first place. Your skill to be able to take a piece of furniture and breathe new life into it.
You see that? Ryan's Furniture, where what's old can be made new again. I like that.
Catchy.
Now, I know this is a lot to chew on, but I think these strategies could really help put you in a position of success.
Well, if these numbers are what they appear to be, then what you're saying is interesting.
I can send you the files. You can check the numbers yourself. Mr. Ryan, I just wanted to help.
As Bill shakes Tony's hand, Grace and Arlene smile. In the daytime, the Ryan and Scotto families decorate their deck house. Maria and Arlene untangle lights.
This should be enough, I think, don't you?
As Frank climbs a ladder to hang lights, Tony arrives with Sarah.
Hey, Pop, be careful, will ya?
Yes, I will.
Grace gazes up at the house.
How's it look?
Great. Hey, there's somebody here to see you.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Grace walks down the driveway towards Sarah.
Hey. The decorations look amazing.
Thanks, but we still have a long way to go.
You didn't have to come all the way out here. You could have just called.
Somehow a phone call didn't seem right. Remember how hideous our Mount Kellogg dorm room was?
Yeah, who could forget those baby blue walls?
But we made it work. Turned it into a spot they would take applicants by on the tour. Show them how comfy dorm life was.
Our first home staging.
Where our friendship and our partnership began. I'm really sorry, Grace.
Oh, Sarah, you don't...
As soon as the possibility of a show came around, I just took over. I got so excited. And the more excited I got, the more I wanted to control everything. It was not cool. And I completely understand if you want to start your own thing.
Whether or not the show becomes a reality, there is no one else I'd rather be doing this with. I'd be 50% less dynamic without you.
Friendship first, business partner second.
You got it.
They hug.
Aww.
I'd stay and help, but I gotta get back. Promised my folks I'd meet them for dinner.
I'll send them my love. Happy holidays.
Bye. Bye.
Grace grins. She walks back up the driveway.
I guess that went well.
It did, actually.
Ah! Dad! Dad!
Frank falls.
Don't move. No, okay, okay. Are you all right, sweetheart?
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, we need an ambulance right away.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll let him know. Okay.
Maria hangs up her phone.
That was Mom. Dad's gonna be fine. He fractured his clavicle and had the wind knocked out of him, but no broken ribs.
The Bright Nights committee said that the deadline still stands.
And we've lost a lot of time.
Look, we all know what we need to accomplish, and we can only get it done if we work in harmony. As one unit. His family.
Yep.
We have to finish this for Frank.
Later, the committee gathers.
2 minutes, everyone! 2 minutes of showtime!
Are we good?
I think so. I think so.
Maybe we should just check the connections, just to be sure.
Good idea.
One last time, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Bill pushes a button.
What's going on?
Come on, it's not working. It's not working.
I tested everything. It should be fine. 30 seconds to showtime.
I'll check.
Tony jogs toward the house and tests lights with a device.
Come on. Oh, my gosh. This can't be happening.
He tightens a loose bulb.
Okay, try it. It should be good.
Yeah?
All right. I'll test it one more time while we have time.
Press.
That's it, everybody! No more tinkering, testing, or touch-ups!
Oh, great. I guess we won't know if it works until it's our
Welcome,
turn.
Everyone, to our bright, nice final!
A crowd gathers.
Let's give a big, warm round of applause to our first finalist, Gluski!
With a flourish, Wade taps a tablet screen. Thousands of blue and white LED lights begin to flash on the Glowscape's house. Floodlights beam upward and flash along with the music. Lights rapidly cycle from red to green. Across a driveway, strands of lights cascade colors into the night sky. The Glowscape's team high-fives each other. A crowd gazes up at the flashing light display. Spotlights throw shimmering patterns on the front of the house. LED lights strobe rapidly. In the crowd, Tony and Maria share looks of concern. Wade turns to survey the crowd's reaction, then turns back to face the house. As the Glowscape's lights gain speed for the grand finale, some members of the crowd squint or look away from the overwhelming brightness. Wendy and the committee members applaud as the light show ends.
That was incredible, wasn't it? And now get ready for our other finalists!
What name are they going with?
Making Spirits Bright.
Making Spirits Bright!
Nice of you to join us, Frank.
Well, better late than never.
Do the honors?
Let's do it together, like it always should have been.
Bill smiles at Frank.
Ready?
They place their hands on a remote.
1, 2, 3.
Guys, hit the thing.
Evan and Dante tap sticks to light a tree.
Good job.
The boys smile as the tree of lights stands fully lit. Then, lights along the roof of the house turn on strand by strand. A soft glow fills the yard. On bushes, more lights twinkle on and off. Lights on the house wink in time with the music. The crowd smiles up at the cascade of blue and purple lights. In the crowd, the Ryan and Scotto families watch together. Dante and Evan stand side by side. As the light show continues, more lights twinkle on and off. Tony and Grace gaze up at the tree of lights. Maria and Arlene smile at each other. Soft white, blue, and purple lights flicker, then become still. Tony and Grace share a smile. They gaze into each other's eyes, then back at their family's display. Once again, the lights cascade in a gentle ripple with a tree of lights at the center. Carla smiles up at the display. From above, the yard and house glow as the lights continue to twinkle. Soft blue and purple lights shine against a golden background. As the crowd watches, they nod and smile among themselves as the light show draws to an end. As the lights fade to blue and white, the golden tree of light glows softly.
Just about perfect, isn't it?
Bill smiles. Grace turns to Tony with a grin. A member of the crowd pumps his fist and applauds enthusiastically. Wendy meets with the committee, then steps up to the podium.
On behalf of Cardinal Group Energy and the Bright Lights Committee, I am pleased to announce the winner of the 15th annual Bright Nights Contest! Making Spirits Bright!
Grace leaps into Tony's arms. He spins her around, then sets her back on her feet as they grin. The Ryan and Scotto families hug each other. Everyone smiles as they celebrate. Grace and Tony step away from the crowd.
You know, I just realized something.
Oh, what's that?
Well, remember when I gave you a ride and I said we were square?
We weren't.
How?
No, because I took that snowball in the back for you.
That's right.
Grace smiles, then kisses Tony. Christmas lights glow behind the couple as they embrace.
What about now? Are we square?
Grace and Tony share another kiss, then smile.
We're getting there.
Text, 1 year later. Frank hangs lights.
Frank, will you get a move on? Move like a snail.
Bill, you don't want me to fall off the ladder again, do you?
No, I just don't want us to miss the show, that's all.
We won't.
Let me get the car.
Frank follows Bill.
Hey, we should have our own show.
Hey, Pat. Yeah, look, man, I just wanted to thank you for hooking me up with that restaurant group in Bon Air. No, I think I'm gonna be able to turn things around for them. Hey, can I call you back? My sister's calling. Hey, Maria. Yeah, I'm gonna be home in 10. Tell Grace not to worry. I'm gonna be there before the show starts. Okay, bye.
Tony hangs up, then climbs into his car. The Scotto and Ryan families gather.
Cheese, cheese. I got cheese just for you.
Yum.
Have you started yet?
No. Everybody find a seat, though.
Hey, where's Tony?
There I am.
Oh, here he is.
Your father's flair for the dramatic. I thought you might miss the start.
Not for the world.
Grace and Tony kiss.
I made your favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Sit.
They sit with mugs.
You guys ready?
Yeah!
Frank grabs a TV remote.
Here we go.
A show begins.
I'm Sarah Wolf, and I'm Grace Ryan. Welcome to a very special holiday edition of Upstage. Woo!
The Scotto and Ryan families grin. Tony wraps an arm around Grace's shoulder. He plants a kiss on her head as they watch the show. They smile at each other.